The signs were there from 4 a.m. on Tuesday morning, with crowds of people queuing outside many Centrelink offices, mirroring scenes across the country on Monday, when thousands lined up to register for unemployment benefits. Meanwhile, about 123,000 people logged on to the government's MyGov portal, many unsuccessfully. Social Services Minister Anne Rustin sought to reassure people they could now confirm their identity over the phone to Centrelink and tried to discourage others from joining the queues.
If people don't actually need to go to Centrelink or contact Centrelink, so if you're on payment, you don't need to contact, your payments will automatically go into your account, so please don't call. If you are new coming on to payment, but you've got some sort of leave entitlement and you don't actually need to make a claim just yet, could you hold off for a few days until you do need?
Labor Social Services spokeswoman Linda Burney has urged the government to set up a dedicated Centrelink hotline to help people navigate the welfare system. Many families, workers and business owners have been forced to seek social security as the pandemic throws the national economy into chaos. Arthur Stevens, Melbourne.